Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Show, death tolls from vaping are on the rise, as are death tolls from everything. The number of people who die from something never goes down. It seems fairly obvious. And I talk about STDs. Then after I finish that awkward phone call, I do the rest of the show. Plus, I go to Japan to find out what young people are doing instead of having sex.
We do the magic spell with our master and princess, and we will have live performance.
Vaping has been in the news quite a bit recently, probably because it's so cool.
23 cases of lung illnesses related to vaping are being investigated here in Maryland. It comes as the number of deaths rises to 19 around the country.
19 dead vapers. That probably explains why our ratings suddenly cut in half. In the wake of these deaths, Walmart announced that it will stop selling e-cigarettes, but will absolutely continue to sell guns. If only our founding fathers had the foresight to include vaping in the Constitution. As the health crisis continues, the CDC say people should stop vaping entirely. But come on! Smoking kills way more people than vaping. I don't think 19 deaths is really a health crisis. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion. I have a lot of those, but I'm not alone. And I say it's time we start to share them in our reoccurring segment, Unpopular Opinions! The viewers to send in their own unpopular opinions, and I'll decide whether they're right or wrong. Everyone in the studio has a voting machine so they can also weigh in. Okay, let's see what we've got. Halloween is overrated. All right, click the buttons. Oh, I disagree. It's not overrated. It's awesome. I love it. I enjoy it. You get to be whoever you want to be for night. And you know what I also enjoy? I like the blackface. I don't like people doing the blackface. I like that there's still, like, one idiot who hasn't got the f***ing memo. And you're like, what the f*** wrong with you, you bloody idiot? It gives you something to talk about. Next one. We don't need any more awareness for breast cancer. I agree. I just feel like there are other cancers and it seems to monopolize all the donations because everyone likes tits, women like tits, men like tits, gay guys like tits, we all like tits. But then there's colon cancer and everyone has a colon and it's just not as fancy, is it? Because no one wants to buy a brown ribbon with red spots on it. Let's keep the unpopular momentum going. The Beatles are not the greatest band ever. They're just okay. Vote. You're wrong. The Beatles are the greatest band that's ever been. You're pretentious if you don't like the Beatles. You're one of the people like, I don't really like them. I like a band called the Zoo Flops from Miami. Go f*** yourself, right? Okay, our producer here, all right, Scott Zebricki, his favourite band is the Bare Naked Ladies. And he thinks the Beatles suck. Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. You couldn't even get a job on SNL with that f***ing lyric anymore. All right, the next one. Who would f*** watermelon? Agree or disagree? Yes, watermelon is the greatest of all fruits. Cantaloupe, now there's a fruit that can go f*** itself. All right, people over 70 should not be allowed to vote. Yeah. We record this in the afternoon on a Tuesday. A lot of old people are bust in. They're very upset right now, going, my opinion still matters. Well, it doesn't. Just sit at home and watch the Golden Girls and watch your reverse mortgage adverts and get your life alert necklaces and sit in your bathtubs with f***ing doors on them. You had your chance. Next one. The Wizard of Oz is the worst movie ever. Please vote. Yeah, of course. How could it be the worst movie ever? It's not my favourite movie, Sluts 4. The thing about Sluts 4, though, if you haven't seen the first three, very hard to follow. Next one. There is no reason to wash your hands after you pee. Right, yes or no? You're wrong. You're wrong. There is no reason to wash your hands after you have a f***ing piss. Those taps are more contaminated than your You know where your dick's been all day. You've been with your dick all f***ing day. And then you touch it. I don't touch anything in there. I just touch me dick and I f***ing leave. I don't wash me hands. It's, you wash your hands before you pee. That's when you do it, before you touch your dick. You've been touching crap all day. You wash it before. And that's all of this week's Unpopular Opinions. Thanks for playing along. It's like I always say, opinions are like assholes. I've got four of them. We'll be right back. I could have never survived adolescence in a sex-deprived country. I can't think of anything that would make me lose my interest in sex. At the same time I lost my virginity, this PSA was playing all over Australia.
Over 50,000 men, women and children now carry the AIDS virus. But in 3 years, nearly 2,000 of us will be dead. It could kill more Australians than World War II. If you have sex, have just one safe partner, or always use condoms. Always.
When I was growing up, we were led to believe that these diseases were hiding around every corner, waiting to kill you. But now, they just aren't that big a deal.
Gonorrhea, chlamydia, or syphilis, these are curable. Even things like HIV, we now have very effective antiretroviral therapy, which can manage the infection, and to people who are pretty much leading normal lives.
Common STDs are more like smartphones. Everyone over 16 has one, and every few years there's a newer fancy one that comes out, and then everyone goes out and gets that one. It's weird that you're still expected to call people you've slept with and tell them you might have given them something. And you don't have to call everyone when you've had the flu or a cold that you've been around. Nowadays, the flu is much more serious. That's why when I have to break the news about both, I do it with a Get Well card. Sorry, you're under the weather. Hope you're feline better. Unfortunately, I've tested positive to chlamydia. I'm not kidding around. This is for real. Love, Jim. It's great that STDs no longer come with the shame they once did. Then again, it's possible we've gotten a little bit too comfortable.
Cases of sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high. A new CDC report shows nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were diagnosed in the U.S. last year.
Hey, way to go, you three. Down, but not out. One reason for the resurgence of STDs, the internet makes it easier to have multiple partners and engage in risky sex, like this guy.
You can definitely feel a greater stimulation when you have unprotected sex, barebacking, as opposed to protected sex. It's raw, it's primal.
It's raw, it's primal. Nothing says raw and primal like a bunch of twinkling lights in a windowless bedroom of a grown man. If this guy's f***ing on the regular, then we really have a crisis on our hands. But probably the biggest reason for the spike in STDs, massive cuts to public health funding. When Mike Pence was governor of Indiana, he closed Planned Parenthood facilities, and HIV cases in that state exploded so quickly that within years, they reached epidemic levels in that state. Mike Pence is actually a lot like HIV. Both are enormous threats to the LGBTQ community, and both get passed from partner to partner at a bathhouse orgy. Worst of all, we've gotten so good at treating common diseases that now the diseases are fighting back.
Since the first antibiotic, penicillin, was discovered, gonorrhea has become resistant to six different types of antibiotics. And all over the world, we're seeing more cases of harder-to-treat gonorrhea. But how exactly did we get here? And can we stop the spread of super STIs?
Super gonorrhea! Look up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! That's the reason my wife left me. So maybe we were wrong to assume we've gotten the better of sexually transmitted diseases. Not being afraid is one thing, but that doesn't mean we should stop using condoms. If we're going to keep this resurgence at bay, we need to educate ourselves. And maybe we need to go back to the old days of scaring ourselves shitless to remember to wear a rubber. That's why I made this.
So it's time to take things to the next level. Sure, you might think you've considered the consequences, but have you heard about
super gonorrhea?
So wrap it up. I know it doesn't feel as good, but it feels better than
super gonorrhea.
We'll be right back. That's our show. Before we go, some animal rescue news out of New York. Officers saved a bald eagle trapped in a reservoir. Oh, great. Another eagle saved by man. Honestly, what's the obsession with the eagle? It's supposed to be a symbol of freedom. But the Nazis love the eagle. The NRA, who gave the eagle the guns? He's already a killing machine on his own. Do you know how many tax dollars we spend on bald eagles? They're not even endangered anymore, but they're still protected by multiple federal laws. They're welfare birds, sucking on the government's teat. America needs a new bird to represent the country. One that's pulled itself up by its bootstraps. The pigeon. The pigeons were messengers during World War I and World War II and probably other wars. Pigeons were even used as f***ing spies. That's a real photo. It's a real photo. They weren't great spies, but they were the best spies they could be. The pigeon is an American war hero. And just like our human vets, our bird veterans are out on the street begging for breadcrumbs. Walk past like they're not even there. Called horrible names like rats with wings. Next time you see a pigeon, you thank them for their service. Tonight I salute you pigeons, whether you're a homing, racing, fantail, English powder, power roller, bohemian, or the basic domestic. You're a hero. To the pigeon, may man finally embrace your wonder and treat you the way you've always deserved to be treated. Be free, pigeon! Be free! Fly, fly! You noblest of birds! I'm Jim Jefferies. I think we can all do better. Good night.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.